Hello? Hello? Hello?
Could you hear me? My name is Marcos. Hello? I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does anybody in your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, or an advertising agency?
No.
Or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Am I speaking to David Holguin?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Holguin, you mentioned that nobody works on a television station, correct? Just to confirm.
Yes, and, correct.
And are you 21 or older or registered to vote?
I'm over 21 and I'm registered.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
High probability to vote.
Okay. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Is it white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
Hispanic.
And what is your age? Is it 27?
Yes.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Now I'm going to read a list of some of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to read them to you. Addressing immigration and border issues, how would you rate of important from 0 to 10?
10.
What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights from 0 to 10?
10.
What about reducing crime and gun violence?
8.
And making housing more affordable?
8.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy from 0 to 10?
10.
And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, sir. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I'd say about the same, if anything, going gradually downhill.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Which ones would you think are having the most most impact? Marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, alcohol, opioids and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, cigarettes, vaping. Which of those do you think is having the most impact on Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two.
I would say alcohol and just drugs in general. I don't know if I have to pick a specific one.
Yes, would you say marijuana and other cannabis products, or heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or opioids and fentanyl? Or also ketamine? Anyone?
No, the cocaine one.
The cocaine one? Okay. I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation supports, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit smoking cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that program or with that strategy?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking?
Agree. Put that money towards actually something helpful in this country.
And would that be a strongly agreement or a somewhat agreement?
Somewhat agree. That's fine.
Somewhat agree. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products. I'm going to read the products to you at this moment. Heat, not burn, tobacco products. Would you be very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with those products? Heat, not burn, tobacco. And what about oral nicotine pouches?
Familiar.
Would that be very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
And what about e-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat.
And, okay, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke, and only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason of these changes? Would you say more government restrictions and bans, or the cost of smoking has gone up, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Do you think may that have an impact on this?
I would say the finances. I mean, it's expensive. People have to decide whether they want to smoke or eat.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking.
It's going to take, because I'm actually at work right now.
We're actually at 50% at the moment. I'm going to make it very brief. It will be about 5 more minutes at the most.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarettes smoking. Please tell me with which one do you agree more. Statement B, The federal governments cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco smoking. Rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will still be dealing with for decades to come. And statements A, the federal governments should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing to be able to quit entirely. With which one do you strongly agree? Would you strongly agree with statement B? Would you Yes. strongly agree with... Okay, strongly agree with statement B. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I could say, what would you need my answer to be?
Would it be much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
I would say somewhat more harmful now that it's kind of becoming the thing of today.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are strongly agreeing with the statements, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statements, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statements. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to read the statements to you at this moment. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer causing smoke. Would you how would you agree from 0 to 10?
I would an 8.
What about the following statements? Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take the page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use and in Europe and Japan to combat the cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. How would you agree from 0 to 10?
An 8.
What about the following statements? Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the maximum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. How would you agree from 0 to 10?
I'd give that an 8.
And what about the following statement? The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. there is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of the access of these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. How would you agree from 0 to 10?
Give that an 8 as well.
What about the following statement? It reads, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful, but there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco or nicotine altogether. How would you agree from 0 to 10?
Let's give that a 10.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of this of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
And do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you agree that they should stop blocking? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. In the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products, cigarettes?
No.
What about soda pop?
Soda?
Like yes, soda. Yes.
Yeah, I drink soda up there and there.
What about coffee?
Every day, almost.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
What about smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
What about beer?
Every couple weeks here and there.
Okay, what about wine?
No.
What about pipe tobacco?
No.
What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
And heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
What about liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate with a bachelor's degree, postgraduate with a master MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Some college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
A single.
Do you have any children on 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Is it wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Let me one moment. In the 2020 presidential election, sir, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Trump.
Any of the 2020-24 elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay?
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.